Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. What I'm reading at the moment is this terrific book, The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May, all about how we communicate the gospel. I'm early on in the book, and he's talking about using questions in the way that Jesus did. And a very important point here from page 29 of the book, he makes the point that sometimes what Jesus does and sometimes what we need to do is ask probing questions. Many different kinds of questions in the Bible and that Jesus exemplifies, but one is probing questions. Some examples, Matthew 21 verse 42. Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? Or Matthew 13, 51. Have you understood all these things? Mark chapter 4 verse 40. Why are you so afraid? Or Luke 7, 41, 42. Talking about the moneylender with two debtors, and he asks at the end of that, now which of them will love him more? A probing question. Are we good at those? Are we good at those in our sermons and our teaching or in our individual reactions with people? When we use a probing question will depend on the relationship we have with somebody. Here are three thoughts that Peter gives us on the issue of probing questions. Let me read here for you. In any sensible conversation about Christianity, we are going to need to do some probing in at least three distinct areas. Firstly, what does this person already know? It's important we find out what people know before we tell them what we know, what we think they need to know. I don't know if you've had this experience, but if someone's telling you what they think you need to know, but you already know it, well, it's a very frustrating feeling. So firstly, what does the person already know? And secondly, how much do they understand? There's a difference between knowing something and understanding it, or understanding its significance or its application. What do they know and how much do they understand? Second point. The third is this. What do they feel about it? What do they feel about it? The feelings are so important. We can have stuff in here, but if it doesn't connect with here, it won't change us. It won't help us. How do they feel about what they know and what they understand? If you know that already, then you'll have a much better idea of what other kinds of questions to ask. So the next time you're in a conversation with someone and you'd like to explain Christianity, the gospel, something about Jesus with them, perhaps it's a good idea to do these three things first. What do they already know? How much do they understand? And what do they feel about it? Know, understand, feel. Know, understand, feel. K-U-F. Cuff. Do the cuff test before you start to share your knowledge. Let me know how that goes and see if that's helpful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week and God bless.